which I believe is the end of this meeting. I have to jump into another.
Okay, we're on the record.
All right, good morning. I am Jeff Bujan, Bureau Manager of the Respiratory Care Licensing Board. I would like to call this meeting of the board to order. The time is now 8:32 on March 26, 2025. This meeting is being held in room 474 of the Heber M. Wells Building in Salt Lake City, Utah, and via Google Meets and phone. Notice of this meeting was provided as required under Utah's open meeting laws. In compliance with Utah's open meeting laws, this meeting is being recorded in its entirety. The recording will be posted to the Utah Public Notice website no later than 3 business days following the meeting. In compliance with Utah's open meeting laws, minutes will be prepared of this meeting and will be posted to the Utah Public Notice website. The following board members are in attendance. Kevin Wilkinson. If you could say yes after I say your name, that would be great.
Yes.
Dr. Robert Mazzola.
Yes.
David Escobar.
Yes.
Arlene Anderson.
Yes.
Dr. Cheryl Carrington.
Yes.
Following board members absent, there's none. The following individuals representing Doppel and the Department of Commerce are in attendance. Jeff Bujan, Bureau Manager. Kelly Ariola.
Here.
Board Secretary. Jennifer Adler. Oh, you're muted, Jennifer.
Thanks, Jeff. Yes.
We welcome any visitors or interested persons. At this time, we ask that any visitors to please enter your name in the Google Meets chat box for the record. Visitors, please be sure to identify yourself again before speaking during the meeting. As a courtesy to everyone participating in this meeting, at this time, we ask for all cell phones and other electronic devices to be turned off or changed to the silent mode. Board motions and votes will be recorded in the minutes. As a reminder, all board members must adhere to the Utah Public Officers and Employees Ethics Act, Utah Code 67, Chapter 16, which includes, in part, the disclosure of any actual conflicts of interest that will create a substantial conflict between one's private interests and public duties. Let us now proceed with the agenda. On the agenda, we've already called the meeting to order. We have a couple of new board members today for the Respiratory Care Licensing Board. At this time, we'll administer the oath of office for these new members. Arlene Anderson, would you like to please read the oath of office?
Where is that located?
So that was the document that I reminded you would need to bring up. It was part of your new board paperwork.
Oh. I apologize. I am not finding it.
That's okay. I can read it, and then if you could read after me.
Yep.
Arlene Anderson, having been appointed as a, if you could read it back.
Oh, Arlene Anderson, having been appointed as a
member of the board. Of the Respiratory Care Licensing Board.
Member of the Board of the Respiratory Care Licensing Board.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And that I will discharge the duties.
And I will discharge the duties.
Of my office with fidelity.
Of my office with fidelity.
All right. Welcome to the board.
Thank you.
And now, Dr. Cheryl Carrington, can you read the statement?
Yes, sir. Cheryl Carrington, having been appointed as a member of the Respiratory Care Licensing Board, I do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Utah, and that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
Thank you and welcome to the Respiratory Care Licensing Board.
Thank you.
All right, the next item on the agenda is review and approve the March 13th, 2024 board meeting minutes. Hopefully all of you have had a chance to review those minutes. Can I get a motion to approve those minutes?
I'll motion.
Okay. I believe it's Kevin. Kevin motioned. Do I have a second to approve those minutes? All right,
I'll
Dr.
second.
Carrington. Okay. All in favor to approve the March 13th, 2024 board meeting, please say aye.
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 Do we have any opposed? Is anyone abstaining? All right, the motion carries. The board minutes are approved for March 13th, 2024. At this time, Jennifer Adler will do an introduction to the OPLR 2025 annual review of nursing and allied health. Jennifer?
Sure. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks very much for allowing me to join this morning. I belong to a group within the Department of Commerce called OPLR, which is the Office of Professional Licensure Review. And we were set up by the legislature a couple of years ago to review licensing in the state in a more systematic way. And so we've been tasked with reviewing every license in the state once every 10 years. And this year we're looking at nursing and fields related to nursing, which includes respiratory care, in addition to some allied health professions such as PT, OT, and the speech hearing professions. So I wanted just to take a couple of minutes to let you know that this review is taking place because we would like to be able to include your perspectives. Just to give you a little bit of an overview of what the review entails. So it's a year-long review. We report back to the Business and Labor Committee starting in May, which is when the interim committees start to hold their meetings and look into topics of interest in the state. And then from May onwards, there's quite a long period of engagement with different stakeholders based on our early findings from the review and what we might recommend, because typically from one of our reviews, there is often some change to licensure in the state. The reviews that we've done in the last couple of years, the first one was behavioral health, which was in 2023. And last year we were looking at cosmetology, massage, and building inspectors. But this year we're looking into healthcare, and I think the idea for the following year is to then look at physicians and licenses related to physicians so that we can look at most of healthcare within a two-year period. The criteria that we're asked to use by the legislature is predominantly three main things, but we do look at other factors as well. One is access to the profession, both for people who practice in that profession or are seeking to practice it, that profession, you know, is access a problem in the state or not? And we also look at it from the public standpoint. So whether there's enough services in the state for that the license that we're looking at. Another factor that we look at is harm. To what extent is there a potential for a lot of harm from the practice of a profession, and does the way that we license that profession in the state reflect, or is it in balance with the amount of harm that might be caused from the independent practice of a profession? And the last thing that we typically look at is just how does Utah regulate a profession? Is it efficient? Is it effective? What might need to change there? So that's just a quick overview. We've already spoken to the Utah Society of Respiratory Therapists just to introduce the review as well and get kind of an association level perspective. But if any of you have any questions or would like to give us input, feel free to reach out to Kelly or Jeff and they can connect you to me. You know, we're looking for a range of perspectives on respiratory care in addition to the other licenses we're looking at. And I just, so I'll stop there. I don't want to take up any more time, but looking forward to working with you in the future.
Thank you. Any questions for Ms. Adler?
I have a question. Does the state have a routine process for reviewing the particular field?
I wouldn't call it a routine process because every review is a little unique depending on the issues that come up. And so we might choose to recommend no change to something, or we might choose to recommend marginal changes or significant changes, just depending on what we find. And so I think the types of things that we look into are fairly standardized. So, you know, we will, for access, we'll be looking for information about employment in the state. There are organizations that seek to model coverage levels and things like that. So we'll look at a lot of quantitative and qualitative information to form our perspectives. But what we might suggest that we think is most important obviously is going to vary depending on what we find.
Okay, thank you.
All right, any other questions for Ms. Adler? All right, again, you can certainly email myself or Kelly if you have any further questions for her, and we'll make sure that you those are forwarded to Jennifer.
Thanks, Jeff. I'll drop off at this point and leave you guys to it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, our next topic on the agenda is the legislative and environmental scan. I am not aware of anything concerning the legislative environmental scan. Do any of you have anything on a national level? Okay. All right, our final topic today is the required annual Open and Public Meetings Act training. This information was emailed out to you by Kelly in October. Did everybody have an opportunity to complete that? Okay, if you haven't yet, make sure you get it done and let Kelly know. So.
Oh, Cheryl, you've completed yours. Has everybody else completed it?
Yes.
Kevin? Okay. David?
I don't think I have, Kelly, so I will look for your email and complete that.
And if you need, I can resend it.
Okay, sounds great.
And I'm not completely certain, so if you can just remind me, I'd be happy to do whatever needs to be done.
Perfect. And Arlene?
Same.
Okay. All right, great. Yeah, it's required annually, so we've got some time yet, so. All right, that is all that I have on the agenda today to discuss. With that being, there's nothing else.
No,
fortune. Oh, yeah. Well, thanks for reminding me. The Board of Respiratory Care Chairperson discussion. Does anyone like to nominate someone or themselves as the board chairperson?
I'd like to nominate Kevin.
And I'd like to nominate David.
All right, we have two nominations. Anyone else would like to be the chairperson?
So with being new, how long is this term and what are the responsibilities? This is my first time meeting all of you. David and Kevin, I'm sure you're great representatives. I just don't know, like, if you're both up for it, who would I vote for? I have no idea.
Well, that's go ahead, David.
If Kevin would like to do it, I'm 100% okay with Kevin doing it. If he would not like to do it, I'm okay doing it. So Kevin, what would you like?
I'd say if you're interested in it, go for it. I'll do it if nobody wants to, but it's not a feather I am looking for.
I'm willing to take it on. I'll just need some help from Kelly on just running the meetings.
All right.
I can do that.
And to get back to your original question, Arlene, the requirements, I believe you meet twice a year as a board. You would we would come up with a shell agenda, and usually we email it to the board chairperson. They look it over, and if they want to add anything, there may be times where I may have a question on respiratory care and maybe direct me to resources with that. There could be, what else?
Legislative changes.
Maybe legislative changes or something. So it's not a lot like the Board of Nursing, they meet every month for about 5 to 6 hours. So it's a lot different, and that chairperson's responsibilities are about the same thing, but it may be a little more involved. So as the respiratory care board, probably not as intense as that. But so
one last question. During the legislative session, is it the responsibility of the chair, or is somebody appointed to watch bills that are being discussed during the legislative session and that affect respiratory care?
Normally, that would be the duty of the association, Respiratory Care Association, to monitor those. Doppel, we do monitor the bills that are that come, and so usually that's the outside function of the association.
Okay,
I think it's good for the board to look out for those and maybe attend or via virtual attend.
So they know what's going on. It's responsibility to connect with those bodies to know what's happening. Okay.
Right. Yes. All right. Anyone else? David and Kevin have expressed interest in the board director. Any others? Right. And I think with the discussion that David was primarily interested. Okay.
I'm really good with that.
All right. All in favor of nominating or of approving David Escobar as the board chairperson, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions?
A second.
All right. Or do we have a second? Excuse me, let me back up a little bit. We have a first. Let's redo this. Okay. Who's make a motion to approve David Escobar as the board chairperson?
I do.
Okay, Kevin. Do I have a second?
I will second.
Okay. I believe that was Arlene seconding. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Any opposed? Dr. Mikola says aye.
Okay. Any opposed? All right. Any abstentions? All right. Congratulations, David. You are the new respiratory care chairperson. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, that will conclude our meeting. It is 8:50, and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you for attending.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
See you guys.
And then, David, I'm reaching out to you for future meetings.
Okay, sounds great.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you all.
Bye.